Stay tuned for the Power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. And it's time for the daily ministry of the Power of Pentecost. We invite you just to worship the Lord with us. Sing along with us. Join us in prayer and follow His word. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. He has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless His holy to greet you in Jesus' name. There is no other name given under heaven among men whereby we must be saved. And the angel said, thou shalt call His name Jesus, for He shall save His people from their sins. That angel visited Joseph, and that angel visited Mary. And the angel said, His name shall be called Jesus. He is known as Emmanuel, which means He is God with us. We can wonderful say some things concerning Him. And we want to sing and talk about Jesus and just bless you in the name of Jesus while this broadcast service is here. We want you to feel like you're in the presence of the Lord. We want to do our best to lift you up in spirit and in truth and encourage you on your Christian journey. The word of God to begin today's broadcast is from Proverbs 8:35. Whoso findeth me findeth life and shall obtain the favor of the Lord. Praise God. There are ways we can obtain the favor of the Lord. And one of those things is if we find Him, we find life, and we also obtain the favor of the Lord. Isn't it great that the Lord favors His people? Sing His praise hymnal. Let's go to page 243. Sing a great one, My Savior's Love. I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene, and wonder how He could love me, a sinner condemned to unclean. For me it was in the garden He prayed, not my will, but Thine. He had no tears for His own griefs, but sweat drops of blood for me. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. In pity the angels beheld Him and came from the world of light
to comfort him in his sorrows. He bore for my soul that night. He took my sins and my sorrows. He made them his very own. He bore the burden of Calvary and suffered and died alone. When with the ransomed in glory, his face I at last shall see, 'twill be my joy through the ages to sing of his love for me. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. How wonderful and how marvelous is my Savior's love for me. Well, words cannot express it. That's why we need to be filled with the Holy Ghost so we can worship and praise him. Romans 1, beginning with verse 19, is our precious promise today. He says, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead. Again, wonderful words of life from the Word of God. We prayed on a recent broadcast for all those that were kind of down in the dumps or felt like they were depressed. And we trust that by the time that we finished praying and we finished that program, that you felt encouraged. Let's do our best today to encourage one another. Why don't you today ask the Lord to lead you and help you and guide you, maybe to someone that feels a little depressed or discouraged or down in the dumps, and the Lord can use you to lift them up and encourage them. It would be a great day for God to use you in such a way. Let's pray. Father, we're so thankful for all the things that you have shown us. Lord, even the invisible things from the creation of the world are clearly seen. Lord, they're clearly seen because we understand them by the things that are made, even your eternal power and Godhead. Lord, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We thank you today, Lord, that you have given us vision into even the invisible things by the Spirit of God. Lord, you've given us vision into the invisible things through the Word of God. As we read it and as we hear it preached, we're glad, Lord, for the spiritual things that we have seen. Lord, use everyone in this broadcast ministry today, everyone in this audience, far or near. I pray you'll use them, Lord, to speak something to someone today to encourage them and lift them up. Maybe they can read some scripture or quote some scripture to them. Maybe have a time of prayer with someone. Maybe have a time, Lord, of just a fellowship where they could do their best to encourage someone. I pray, Lord, that someone will be lifted up and encouraged today. Use this service to bless some heart. Lord, by the time we have finished this service, maybe someone that's in this audience today could sense the presence of the Lord and come right out of the valley, lift their hands and praise the Lord. Lord, it's going to be a great day because it's the day you've made,
and we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise him with us now.
I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
And I'll give you some contact information at the end of the broadcast today, so if you will, be ready to take it down. Well, we're walking in God's sunshine.
Days were dark before me, nights were cold and long. Sorrow was my portion, sadness was my song. Then my Savior answered when I was on my knees. Shined the light of his love all around me. Was blind, but now I see. I'm walking in God's sunshine, basking in his love. Happy since Jesus is my God, home above. Singing as I go along, let my little light shine. I'm as happy as I can be, walking in God's sunshine. Hallelujah.
Sometimes storms come together, and some rain must fall. Teardrops may glisten when heartaches come to call. But there's a bright tomorrow when storm clouds pass away, and God's sunlight will shine forever, turn darkness into day. I'm walking in God's sunshine, basking in his love. Happy since Jesus is my God, a home up above. Singing as I go along, let my little light shine. I'm as happy as I can be, walking in God's sunshine.
Well, you can tell we're not edited. Praise the Lord. Thank you for worshiping with us today. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano, and daily we do our best to bring you the power of Pentecost. We've been doing this a long time, and we want to continue on till Jesus comes. I'd like to be on the air when the trumpet of God sounds. And we can only do this with your help. First of all, with your prayers, and if you can help us financially after you've given to your church, it would be appreciated. Send any mail to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. And if you mail a check or money order, make it payable to the Power of Pentecost. You can call or text 618-214-1410. Then our website, www.pentecostalradio.org. You click listen online to hear the service, and you click donate on the front page and contribute with your debit or credit card. Until the next broadcast, remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. And you've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost.
I'm walking in God's
hot sunshine, basking in His love. Happy since Jesus is my God, a home.